Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Brunei has the highest level of social media penetration in the ASEAN region. Alibaba reveals its future plans for e-commerce. And Facebook signs a new privacy deal with the EU. A new survey has revealed that Brunei has the highest level of social media penetration in Southeast Asia. The report, published by a digital media company, We Are Social, shows that over 69% of the population now uses social media. The penetration rate is nearly twice the amount of the global average, whilst the country also boasted a 64% mobile social penetration rate. We Are Social said that mobile connectivity is quickly influencing the shape of the social media landscape. Meanwhile, new data shows that Asia accounts for around half of all internet users globally. Internet World stats suggest that this rising number is down to lower smartphone and access costs, as well as growing populations. Online giant Alibaba has revealed how it sees the future of online retail. The plans were revealed in a letter from Alibaba CEO Daniel Zhang, who said that the company is looking to ease the integration of traditional retailers and e-commerce marketplaces. In the statement released to shareholders, the company said that tremendous challenges would be faced by pure e-commerce operators as it plans to transform the country's retail market by looking to upgrade traditional retail businesses. It's also described the ways in which Chairman Jack Ma plans to grow the company outside its homeland of China. Whilst these plans were not fully detailed in the letter, it suggested that it hopes within the next 20 years to be serving 2 billion consumers worldwide, whilst providing assistance to 10 million businesses. Zhang said that the most important opportunity on the horizon is not growing online sales in isolation, but rather helping traditional retailers upgrade into a brand new retail model. Facebook has signed a deal with the EU, which allows users' personal information to be sent to the US. The deal means that the social media platform will begin to use the widely criticized Privacy Shield, a treaty allowing tech companies in America to transfer EU citizens' data to the US. This follows the abolishment of the EU's previous data security agreement, Safe Harbor, after it was found to be enabling US surveillance of data. Following the controversy raised by Safe Harbor, it's thought likely that people will be looking closely at ways in which Facebook uses the new deal. Yahoo, which is due to release its figures for Q3 2016 later this week, has seen a substantial double-digit fall in advertising revenue following a 3.5% fall over the same period in 2015. Following the drop of 10%, eMarketer predicts, however, that the company will see a return to growth in 2017 and 2018, but that growth is likely to be less than 1%. This prediction comes just after Yahoo was in the headlines for suffering one of the largest data hacks ever and news reports of a secret surveillance program. The marketing research company said that with email at the core of Yahoo's user base, we do expect recent privacy concerns to have at least some material effect on Yahoo's display business in the future. Meanwhile, as Yahoo loses revenue in online advertising, rivals around the world such as Google, Baidu, and Sohu continue to see their search ad businesses grow. And finally, Google has begun putting special labels on search results which have been fact-checked. Organizations will now be rewarded by the search engine if search results meet its fact-checking standards and will appear on screen with a small label. In a blog post, the company said that users see the tagged articles in the expanded story box on news.google.com and in the Google News and Weather iOS and Android apps. The feature will be available only in the UK and US markets for the time being before being expected to be rolled out elsewhere in the future. The fact-check label now joins existing tags such as in-depth, opinion, and Wikipedia to demonstrate diversity of content. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.